making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On this, feels like a Wednesday morning, pretty sure. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. We watched intern Nick walk out. That is good to see intern Nick. I was happy to see him.
Man. Yeah, that's great. Of course, when did I reach out to Nick? I think a couple weeks ago, just to talk to him, see what he sounded like. And he sounded all perky and was looking forward to coming back and seeing everybody. So it's good to have him back.
Good to see him.
Die. So, get the hell out of here now. All right. You're good now. Back to normal. All right, there we go.
Woo! How are you doing, bud? Zoe lost his mind yesterday when he found out about Brandon Cooks. I mean, you lost your mind when you heard about what Brandon Cooks had signed for in Los Angeles, and that's what you immediately said. That's what you wanted to talk about first today. So, you know, you don't put the lion in the cage. You know,
well, I think there's so many angles to this. Not only for Brandon Cooks, hey, and good for the player to get the money. That's what you always want as the player. Obviously it was a high pick. You know, you traded a high pick to get him. You flipped him for even a higher pick. They handpicked him because that's the type of offense they run out there. They need a fast guy. They had Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins broke free agency. That's what I think sent everything into tizzy. When you look at Sammy Watkins and what he signed to go to Kansas City, that's the one that really supposedly had the big, you know, domino effect that this guy's pissed off. That guy's pissed off. All of a sudden, Rob Gronkowski's looking at it saying, you mean to tell me Sammy Watkins is worth that? What the hell am I worth? And that's where, you know, we had a lot of the Gronkowski stuff in the offseason. But you look at Brandon Cooks, and you listen to a lot of the games, right, on the radio when we're calling them?
Constantly. Yeah. I always listen to you and Sosa.
And I think that, you know, anytime I talked about Brandon Cooks, I think I was fair, meaning there was production. He was a productive guy here. He blew doors off in preseason. He blew doors off. I mean, he was running by guys on the outside, deep post streaks. And Beetle and I are down there. We're doing the show live. We're saying, holy crap, they finally have a deep weapon. They got a guy that is just going to run through coverage and blow doors off. And it never really happened in the during the regular season. For whatever reason. Maybe it's because that's when the real pads went on. And there are guys in the league that really show up when the lights aren't on. And there are guys that show up even more. A guy like T.O. that we talk about. Yeah, you don't like Terrell Owens and everything that comes with him, right? The mouth, you know, he's a bitch in the locker room, this and that. But boy, on game day, that guy plays. Des Bryant, same way. I thought it was always fair to Brandon Cooks, but something just never seemed right the entire year. I don't think he fit here, but he was productive here.
He was productive, and he's had a series now of consecutive productive seasons. So he's a consistent guy. But what was it that didn't make him fit here? Why are the Rams so convinced that he's going to be good enough to warrant that kind of money?
Because they need a guy like that for the stretch offense. When I say stretch offense, when you're McVay,
take top off. Want to take top off?
It's not even predicated on taking the top off. It's about getting up to the second level. When I say second level, you look at the Patriots, they function in the first level. 12 yards and under, that's money time for Brady. Put it on a guy, let him run with it. Get it to Edelman. Get it to Troy Brown. Get it to Amendola. Get it to James White. Get it to Deion Lewis, that type of stuff. Throw it to Gronkowski on the outside when he's lined up on a safety. That's what you do. It's about mismatches. McVay's offense is predicated on, okay, here's our formation. We're going to overload this zone or the other zone, and the guy that's going to come through from the other side to really force you to make a decision at the safety position is going to be a guy like Brandon Cooks. It was Sammy Watkins for him last year. Sammy Watkins could run. These guys from Clemson that they picked up the receiver position, they're pretty freaking good. Him, DeAndre Hopkins, you name it. But Cooks is a guy that's going to get into somewhere, make you make a decision, which is going to alter the secondary route, meaning the next guy coming up to the space, I'm either going to hook or I'm going to run the drag. And the next guy's going to run it. So it's a three-tier read type route for a guy like Goff. And it's a pretty unique offense because you've got to react on the fly. Goff was terrible as a rookie. I thought he was going to be a bust. McVay did wonders with him last year because I think he cuts the field in half and makes him only read half the field. Vinny Testaverde did this late in his career. They figured this out with the Jets with him, and that's what cut Vinny's interceptions down. So you simplified it a little bit. It looks complicated when you're watching it. But in reality, it's a simple read. I'm either throwing a curl or I'm pitching it to the flat. And if the guy just flat out runs by somebody, I'm going to give it a go on a go route. So it's basically a bang-bang, one-decision play.
Cooks is going to be with the Rams now, 5 years, $81 million. Five-year extension, so that'll take him through the 2023 season. $20.5 million fully guaranteed at signing. The total guaranteed money, $50.5 million.
That's what you look at. What I tell you yesterday when I say, show me the first 3 years of the contract. I don't need to look at year four, five, six. Show me the first 3 years. Give me the guarantee with the signing bonus and what your actual guarantee is, which is $50-plus million for that guy.
Okay. So
welcome to the National Football League new wide receiver pay scale.
Right. So you say, so what? He's not with the Patriots anymore. Either you're either going to feel that maybe the Patriots missed something with this guy, or another team is overpaying way too much. You feel that he's getting paid way too much.
So you mean you wouldn't like to pay $2 more million a year, or just maybe $1 million a year, and have Antonio Brown instead? Because I would.
And that's where it.
What do you think? What do you think the Atlanta Falcons are going to have to do with Julio Jones when his number comes up?
This is why it comes back around to the Patriots and every other team in the league, because every time somebody. The level of Brandon Cooks signs a deal like this, it sets a new precedent for players of his caliber. So guys who are going out and getting 1,000 receiving yards, which used to be a benchmark, is 1,000 receiving yards still a benchmark?
Depends what the offense is. Like if you have three really talented guys like Pittsburgh does, it's probably more fully load up 1,500 yards for Antonio Brown. Like guys like Martavius Bryant when he was there. If he could get 1,000, boy, we're hitting jackpot.
It's a little over 60 yards a game.
Yeah, for them, that's what it should be. But then you got Todd Gurley as a running back.
But it's like to me, that's not much of a benchmark anymore.
Here's your problem. How are you going to build your team? They franchised their safety. They got two corners, the guy from Kansas City, and then they picked up Aqib Talib. You got Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the whole freaking league, who hasn't been paid yet. He's sitting there saying, we got this guy. We've seen him in three walkthroughs, and we're going to pay him this. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Brandon Cooks is a top four wide receiver in the league now based on average annual value. Top four. Can you even put him in the top 15 receivers in the league?
No.
Top 20? No. No. He couldn't start on Pittsburgh's team.
What is this going to mean for the other receivers? What's it going to mean for...
He couldn't start for the Raiders.
Rob Gronkowski, who now, according to other reports, which we're going to get to, if you believe Phil Perry says he may be willing to play under his current deal, there may not have to be any kind of a restructure here during camp before the start of the season.
See, I was getting chirped on Twitter last night, too, when it's broken. I put it out there. Oh, my God. Like, wow, period. Jesus H, are you kidding me for this guy? And I got the, I love what we do around here. We love the trash guys when they leave. And, you know, that's the company line. And somebody with the Patriots told you to laugh at this one. No. Listen to the way I call games the whole year with this guy. We got something for you when we come back. Just to prove that. So if you think I wasn't fair to Brandon Cooks while he was here,
or at least
I think I was.
Forget about fair. Consistent. Consistent. Praise him when he deserved it. Calling him out when he deserved that, too. And I think we have evidence of both of those things. So 617-779-0985 as we get rolling here on this Wednesday morning. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports up.
Here come the drums.
Lewis off Brady's left. Yep, as the quarterback kicks a shot, comes down. Looking for Cooks. He's got a step, and he can't get there as the ball lands at the 30. A beautiful throw as Brandon Cooks could not reel it in.
Short arm. How does he not run through this? If it's going to be away from you, lay out. Oh, that's not. He's got to have that. It's one of the frustrating things with Cooks at times. It seems like everything's got to be on target.
Quarterback takes a shot, comes down. He's looking left. He throws back in the end zone. Incomplete. He was looking for Cooks to reverse direction.
Tom Brady is so frustrated right now with Brandon Cooks.
How would you explain what Cooks is supposed to do?
Oh, my God. Cooks ran a, went to the back end line and went right. Brady thought he's breaking left. There was a hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. He
he's not reading things correctly.
Throws it for Cooks on the slant. Knocked down by Adoree Jackson.
He's wanting him to come flatter. Brady's looking right at him. It, this is money time. You got to stick with Lewis, Gronkowski, Amendola.
Get drafted! Get drafted!
So from the get-go, Zoe, safe to say that you found Brandon Cooks to be untrustworthy.
Well, I mean, you know, he was so good against the Houston Texans when he caught that one in the back of the end zone. And you know, just the way he was able to use his balance, tiptoe it, secure the catch, have the game winner. But you wanted more after that. You wanted him to explode. You never saw the game-breaking downfield explodability. You know, where you're running by a guy. I'm talking about 5 yards by a guy, and you see it all across the league, and you just throw it out there, and guys go get it. Ben Roethlisberger or Antonio Brown, like, just give me three of those. And he didn't see it. He had a good AFC championship game. Really did. Over six catches, over 100 yards, right? You're not moving on if he doesn't step up the way he did in that game. We could also say the same thing about Chris Hogan 2 years ago against the Steelers. You want to give him $16 million? No. No. It's what fits and what works. I think Brandon Cooks is a nice piece. I don't think he's a one or a two. That's all. And that's not bad. He was productive here. You had to go to him. You lost Edelman all year. I'd have loved to see it with Edelman. See, I think that's part of what hurt him from the get-go. Meaning, when you make the type of trade you did for Cooks, you have a vision because, okay, we got Gronk, we got Edelman, we got Hogan, we had everybody. You know, you had all your whole full allotment of backs. You didn't know where Mitchell was, but you had Edelman. Edelman and Gronkowski draw double. So if you're going to be able to run guys in the middle now, all of a sudden, Brandon Cooks is the lone guy on that half of the field. You could cover that guy. But if he's drawing the fourth best defender, that's a matchup thing. You wanted Brandon Cooks against the bad matchup. And he was a piece here. He wasn't a priority. Edelman and Gronkowski are your priority. That's what makes the offense go.
Well, will it make sense with the Rams? Because Sean McVay, I believe, is enamored with one particular aspect of Brandon Cook's game. I don't know if we have that ready, Jim, but this is from an NFL Films type of thing, showing them at one of their mini camps. And Sean McVay watching Brandon Cooks.
It's an OTA where they're mic'd up. McVay and Goff.
Thank you.
Hey, Jared. How fast is Brandon Cooks?
Oh, my God. Wait till you see this. The one that he caught up this last.
Is that awesome? How about how fast Cooks looked on that strike?
How fast Cooks is.
Oh,
is that so awesome?
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, gosh.
When he takes him, you'll have it. Just a nice three-step, boom. There he is. Be body shot. Here's a chance. Hey. It's nice.
It's fast. It's real fast.
He sure is.
So, let me ask you this.
You remember what Beto and I said when we watched him in helmets last year in camp? He's fast.
Yeah.
Wow. He could blow by guys. You see him blow by McCourty. Oh, my God. They're going to kill people with him. Said that all camp.
So what happened?
Said that all freaking camp. So I think Edelman went down, and all of a sudden the pressure starts, and you had to force, I think, him to run routes that you really didn't want to script him to do.
But with that kind of speed, why can't he be a downfield guy going up against number one or number two corners?
It's a good question. I don't know what it's going to be for them. How's Goff going to do forcing the ball to him? Does it have to be perfect? See, with Brady could pinpoint where he wants to put the football. If Gronkowski's
covered. I understand
covered,
why he couldn't be that for the Patriots. That's not really Tom Brady's game anymore.
Brady is
maybe
a precise,
ever.
Precise thrower whose whole game is predicated right on precision. How many times did Brady try to back shoulder Cooks on the outside? A lot last year.
Yeah.
It never worked, and they kept trying it and kept trying it. And at some point, he's going to say, we got to move on. But then also comes a time where we're down bodies. We have to do it. We have to get creative. Let's just throw it up to him. I mean, the blow up in Buffalo, and everybody likes to blame Alex Guerrero for that with Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady. McDaniels was giving Brady an earful coming in. It was a long third down. But boy, Cooks was running an in cut from the right side. And there was a hole, a huge hole in the middle of that zone defense. Key thing here, zone. Cooks kept coming across as he read man. And Brady threw it 5 yards behind him. He expects Cooks to settle down 20 yards right in that hole, and I'm sticking it on you. And he's screaming at McDaniels on that. I've talked to people about this one. That's what that was about. So this goes back all year. I mean, pull up the Super Bowl tape. Watch the end around. Watch him get knocked out. Everybody says, oh, you're making fun of a guy that got... I'm not making fun of a guy that got knocked out. I'm being critical of a guy not having awareness of where the guy that he just ran by to the inside. And uh-oh, if I turn and I start speed running and don't look where I'm going or have, you see guys like Amendola and Edelman make a catch. Go back to Troy Brown. I played with Troy Brown. Troy Brown's body control and understanding where people were in the field was phenomenal. He would catch the ball and go down to make sure that he would be able to secure the catch and also protect himself. All right. It's an art playing a position.
Let's go to Adam and Lowell.
Adam. What's going on, Adam?
Wound with Zolak and Bertrand here. Hardy and Frabito. What do you got, Adam?
Hey, guys. I liked Cooks a lot. I thought we would have seen better production. I mean, more, you know, better play in the second season. But honestly, this contract's ridiculous. Not only that, this is going to piss off Aaron Donald, the face of their franchise.
Oh, you think?
He's wanted a new contract, and he's got to look at the GM and go, he hasn't played a snap. What the hell's going on? On top of that, I mean, I know these contracts aren't, you know, they usually don't go the years that they are, but still, it's a lot of money on the books, and you got to pay Donald.
Really?
Pay,
I mean, look Aaron
Donald, and then Goff and Gurley are coming up, too.
Look what you're paying defensive linemen down in Dallas, and you think guys won't hold out, and the guys that get franchised aren't going to get pissed off. Aaron Donald is a defensive player of the year candidate, an MVP-type candidate. You couldn't justify paying Cooks more than Julian Edelman in his own huddle. You couldn't do it. It's one of the reasons he's not here. They knew it's going up to $8 million. Why do you think they dealt him? You can't do it. You can't have Brady, Gronkowski, and Edelman step in a huddle, and there's Cooks making twice as much as some of these guys. You can't do it. It's not good for the team.
It's also indicative, I think, though, of or another example of Patriots players who have left here and gotten big deals going elsewhere. We got a whole list, and we're going to go down. We're going to show you the numbers.
And there's a lot of guys and a lot of good talent that have gone elsewhere and made some money.
And there's a lot of them out there. What does it mean now, though, for the Patriots as they have to restructure a deal for Tom Brady or want to restructure a deal for Tom Brady when they want to restructure a deal for Rob Gronkowski, even though he's willing to show up to camp, according to reports?
Brady's average is already at 24. I mean, so you're there. I mean, you're basically in the ballpark. All you're doing is giving these guys bumps. You're restructuring bonus structures for Gronkowski. He's up there. He's like second highest paid tight end. You got him, Kelsey, and the guy from down with Jordan Reed. Is that his name down with the Redskins? I mean, there's tight ends making money in this league now. But now you have to sit there, and this is what you do as a team. This is what we talked about yesterday with Seattle. All of a sudden, you're left with Bobby Wagner and Russ Wilson. The running back's gone. The two corners are gone. Your safety wants out of there. The other safety retired. Cliff Averill's gone. They're all gone. Why? Because you can't pay everybody. I know the Rams have money to spend, but at some point, they're going to be going through this in 2 or 3 years. Keep Tlaib, he's not playing forever. The other corner's not playing forever. Guys like Aaron Donald are going to play for a long time there and be good. Gurley's a good player. I think that quarterback Goff, if he continues to throw the ball well and they put up yardage in McVay's system, you're not going to have to pay him. You're damn right you are. They're paying Matt Ryan freaking $30 million a year. Now they got to pay Julio Jones because you just broke the bank with Sammy Watkins and some guy named Brandon Cooks, who's the fourth highest paid receiver in the league right now. Fourth in the league.
Let that settle in.
Let that sink in, people. You saw him play here. Come on.
Brandon Cooks.
Is that the fourth highest paid player in the league at the position? You should break.
According to Sean McVay, shown himself to be a class act on and off the field since the first day he joined our team.
He's a great kid. He calls people by sir. I've seen him. I've done work with him. Yes, sir. No, sir. I say, hey, Brandon, you're doing good. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
He's a proven professional in this league, and signing him to a long-term contract was always our goal. We're excited to keep Brandon in a Rams uniform through 2023.
Is that awesome?
You gotta be careful. These pseudo coordinator type head coaches that get enamored with this guy, that guy, the other guy. I've never seen a guy that fast. I've only been coaching this league for 2 years, but never seen anybody that fast.
Who is that other high level?
You know who he reminds me of? Pete Carroll.
Oh, no.
Hey, man. Hey, you guys are playing hard, huh? Look at that defense, huh? Legion of Boom, man. Guys are having fun running around, knocking some heads. Yeah, man.
I was thinking about
is that awesome?
Former Raiders owner, who's since left us, was very enamored with speedy players. Oh, I love the fast guys. All right, we'll step aside here, get Sarge in for the first hub headline of this show today, and then we'll continue talking
about some of that list. Give some of that list of Patriot players that have sort of wandered off and made some money.
All the money that the Pats players are making once they leave the team. We'll talk about that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The San Antonio Spurs trading away Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. That, according to ESPN, in return, the Spurs will get DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 first-round draft pick. Major League Baseball All-Star Game was last night in Washington, D.C., and the American League beat the National League All-Stars 8-6 in 10 innings. 10 home runs in the game. Houston's Alex Bregman and George Springer with consecutive homers in the 10th inning. AL starter Chris Sale enjoyed the time spent with his fellow Red Sox teammates.
I mean, I just think it goes to show what kind of team we have, like you said. Probably thought we could have got at least one more guy, if not two more guys on the team as well. So, you know, we're appreciative of it. It's nice, you know, coming here with your teammates, being able to hang out with them and spend time and experience this with the guys you go to battle with every day.
And the Red Sox back to work Friday night in Detroit against the Tigers. Dodgers expected to trade for Baltimore's Manny Machado as early as today. He's batting .315 with 24 home runs and 65 RBIs this season. The New England Revolution on the road tonight at Minnesota United FC. You can listen to it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub at 8 o'clock, your flagship station of the Revolution. And the LA Rams yesterday signing former Patriots receiver Brandon Cooks to a 5-year extension worth $80 million. Headlines brought to you by Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti, the hair doctors of Brian Scalabrini at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brandon Bolden.
Brandon Bolden. In an empty set, when a great receiver is right before he motions into the backfield with two to left.
Jet sweep.
With Bolden hands on knees. Brady points to his helmet, surveys the defense. In motion, Cooks, left to right, takes the handoff on the jet sweep. He goes high in the air, and he comes down short of the first down marker as McLeod stood his ground and makes the tackle on Cooks. Diagnosed well by the Eagles.
I mean, I knew the jet sweep's coming.
You did?
You put Brandon Bolden in the game.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Zone.
To summarize, Brandon Cooks, I mean, he works hard. There's no doubt about that. They're going to have to, meaning the Patriots, rely on a guy or find a guy or find a multitude of guys to replace the reps and production. If there's one thing to say about him, he is durable. He did every practice rep. He stayed after. He was there
like
early.
It sounded like you said adorable. Did you say durable?
Durable.
Or is he adorable?
He's durable. Meaning he's out there.
Sounds like you cross between the two.
Durable.
When you say it like that.
No, start with a D. Durable.
It's the vowel that's throwing you off.
Durable.
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 All right, durable. Go ahead.
But, I mean, he's there. And that says something. I mean, but, like, right there on the call, you know that Brandon Bolden's in the game. I mean, indicator right away to the defense. Well, they ain't giving the ball to him on third and short. I called it to Bob. I said, here comes the jet sweep. But you hand the ball to a player on a jet sweep, like an Edelman or like an Amendola. And then he read the defense. You know what Brandon Cooks did there? He tried to jump over everybody and almost got killed. Almost got killed before he actually got killed in the Super Bowl. Almost. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a great football player. Those guys, Edelman, Amendola, really, really good football players. Understand spacing. Here's where I need to get down. And you know what that comes with, too? Those guys are really good punt returners.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a knack for picking little lanes and crap. This guy's got me outflanked. I got to hurry up and cut it up inside. They get my head down instead of saying, you know what I'm going to do? Here comes two guys. I'm going to try and hurdle them. No, you don't do that. That's not good instincts. I don't think he has really good instincts playing the game. But you can line him up out there. And like Sean McVay said, boy, you see him on that dig route, man, that slant. Boy, he flew on that one, huh? He's fast. Yeah, that strike route. What do they call that? Strike route. Yeah,
strike route. Strike route. Right.
That gets me excited, too. Strike route.
You want to go over the list of players here that have managed to do pretty well for themselves after leaving the Patriots. Now, this goes against the notion that, you know, once a player is ready to leave, whether it's, you know, think of other, like, high-level guys, Randy Moss.
You could probably
make a case for Logan Mankins. Guys were at the end, like, what are you doing? Richard Seymour.
See, here's where
I mean, they continue to produce, but it's like, are they really, you know, are they really going to make their most money? Are they going into their prime? Are they how are they going to do?
Or did they earn it? Is this a contract that they finally earned? That these are guys that may not have been high draft picks, but outplayed the opportunity that they had and played at a great value, but the team deemed that they're not worthy to really get into a bidding war with, and we're going to let them walk.
So whether they're traded, or whether they're just not signed beyond their original deal, whether they're released, the narrative has been up until that point that after a player left the Patriots, they just weren't the same type of guy anymore.
See, with me getting chirped on Twitter last night, too, regards to my comments regarding Brandon Cooks, like, this is a crazy contract. Like, why do you trash this guy when he leaves? I didn't do it to any of these other guys you're going to read.
Right.
These names. So starting, it's funny I didn't get the kickback from these people.
Let's start with the biggest of the big, Jimmy Garoppolo. He signed a 5-year, $137.5 million deal with the 49ers. Brandon Cooks,
that's an overpayment, but they targeted him as a franchise quarterback, and that's what that guy gets.
Well, I think the one thing that we're going to notice with a lot of these guys, though, is that they are
played
all
at a high level. They handed him six games, and he ran with it, and he took it, and he earned it.
Well,
okay, Jimmy Garoppolo,
do you think he's earned it?
If you're the San Francisco 49ers and that team was in shambles when we were out there 2 years ago with Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback and just having dysfunction across the board, but you got Lynch and you got a new coach there in Shanahan that knows what he's doing, you finally get a guy and you watch Garoppolo operate. I like Garoppolo. It's tight. It's a different quarterback than Brady. Two totally different opposite type guys. Tighter throws, more velocity on the throws, and that ball comes out. Hey, you get him out there, and he plays really well through five games. You got to decide, is he our guy or not? They did, and they roll with it.
Okay.
I have no problem with what he signed.
Okay. All right. I think it's an overpayment based on the body of work. I truly do. And he may live up to every dollar of that contract and more. But based on what you saw with a game and a quarter for the Patriots – and then down the stretch for a 49ers team that was not really playing for much, I think it's a ginormous leap of faith, one that could very well pay off. But to say that he earned it, that's a stretch. All right, Brandon Cooks, we know, 5 years, $81 million with the Rams. Deion Lewis signed a 4-year, $19.8 million deal with Tennessee. That one seems about right to me.
Seems like a really fair contract, and that's why when you look at a guy like Le'Veon Bell, when he means to his team's importance, you say, boy, Le'Veon, you're crazy if you think you're getting 15 a year.
Right. And he's turning down.
There's Deion Lewis, who does everything for a team that's been to multiple Super Bowls, that has played at a high level in big games where you actually haven't, Le'Veon, by the way. So try to justify us paying him. Pittsburgh Steelers made the right decision not paying Le'Veon Bell.
Danny Amendola, 2 years, $12 million with the Dolphins.
Overpaid. But I think he earned it. He stones at money time.
Well,
see, you can't.
He's an absolute rock solid receiver in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And when you really, really need him, depending on who's throwing him
the ball. But you're going to a team that's not very good, that, by the way, has lost Jarvis Landry, their number one wide receiver. So now all of a sudden, Danny's got to play 16 games. When Danny was here, it's a perfect role. You juggle him on a pitch count. And then when it's money time, third down and late in the season, let's go, buddy. Fresh as lettuce time. And that's what he was, and he was money.
Nate Solder, 4 years, $62 million with the Giants.
I thought he was the number one priority in the offseason for this football team.
Were the Patriots ever going to go that high?
No, they weren't going to go that high.
Nowhere near that.
Maybe they should have got in earlier for an extension at a lower number, but still double digits.
They weren't going to pay Nate Solder over $15 million a year.
And we're going to see how left tackle evolves this year, and what's the answer going to be?
Malcolm Butler, 5 years, 61 and a quarter. With Tennessee.
I think he earned it.
I think he earned it too. And I think it's an obscene amount of money in the overall scheme of things, but for what corners get paid in this league and for what Malcolm Butler did while he was here.
Played 99% of the snaps for 4 years.
Despite his size, he played well above his height and played well above his expectations, and he's the reason why you beat Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Played in three Super Bowls. It's one of the reasons you beat Falcons.
Yes.
Probably would have been a reason you would have beaten the Eagles if you played the guy.
Right. And why didn't they play him, though? Why didn't they play him?
I don't know.
Oh, we still don't know.
We still don't know.
All right. I'd like to bring that up whenever possible.
They thought that those 2 weeks from the Jaguar game to the Super Bowl was a good time to work on new packages without him.
Logan Ryan, 3 years, $30 million with Tennessee.
It's the one guy I look at on this list. And I say, boy, if you could have retained him or kept him, you would be sitting there with another ring on your finger. He's that solid. People I talked to, he made a lot of the calls for the secondary as a corner. Normally, that's a safety positions right. call.
What about Chandler Jones? 5 years and 82 and a half with Arizona. It's a huge contract. Think he's worth it?
For those sacks? Yeah. That's the number.
So do I.
That's the number.
And Jamie Collins, 4 years, 50 with Cleveland.
How many times did you go up against a guy like Jason Taylor who wasn't oversized? Meaning, okay, he's not Jadeveon Clowney. He's not 6'7". He's not 320 pounds. Jason Taylor was a skinny, tall guy that could get sideways and find a way to get through cracks in offensive line. Matt Light went to war with this guy for 10 years, and Brady respects the hell out of him and said, it's the best defensive lineman I played against. Chandler was sort of that build.
All right, so out of all those guys, who do you want the biggest mulligan for, the one that you could retain between Garoppolo, Cooks, Deion Lewis, Amendola will throw out because you don't think so I don't think that's a consideration. Solder, Butler, Ryan Jones, Collins.
See, the normal answer would be...
Don't answer now.
No.
Answer on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
All right. You want a mulligan. You have to keep one of those players after all. So you tell us which one after this.
Scott Zolak. Mark Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
F Nation, this is Brandon. Just want to say I'm excited and blessed to be here for the next 6 years. I look forward to making a lot of memories with you guys. And go Rams.
Brandon Cooks, now a member of the L.A. Rams, as we know, but they have extended him. Big contract. Big numbers. 5 years, $81 million. So the question is, Zoe, among all the Patriots who have left recently and signed for big money, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
We'll include Deion Lewis, even though his deal was small by comparison. So Garoppolo, Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
We're going to skip Danny Amendola because he already answered on that. You would say no.
It's not Amendola. It's not Deion Lewis. It's not Nate Solder.
Oh, okay. So all right, we're left with defensive guys.
I think from a system standpoint,
Malcolm Butler,
yeah,
Logan Ryan,
right,
Chandler Jones, Jamie Collins.
I mean, the obvious one is a franchise quarterback, but you're never going to cut or trade the NFL MVP and a guy that's carried you for 4 years late in his career for a younger, unproven guy. So the easy answer is Chandler Jones. Because you try to picture Chandler Jones in the same huddle with a healthy 54, who he was drafted with, by the way, the same year in the first round. It's kind of funny. You go back to those years where they had to make decisions between guys like Richard Seymour or, you know, Vince Wilfork or Jarvis Green. And it's a head scratcher because you had two really good, impactful defensive guys, young guys. I really thought Chandler was going to be here for the long run. I really did. But then he went away, and I know they had some issues with him off field. And can I get this guy going? And there were dips in his game at times. Seems like he took some plays off. But he's rekindled his career and found his niche out there in Arizona. And credit to him, and I think he's earned that contract. You put up those numbers, double-digit sacks for the years he did, and you think, boy, one time he couldn't get the Nick Foles or anybody or Blake Bortles, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. You could picture Chandler Jones in your front seven and say, boy, we finally got a pass rusher. Put him opposite Trey Flowers. Sending Hightower up the middle. You couldn't stop it. But you don't have him. So I think you maybe regret that one. That's it.
I'd go with Malcolm Butler just because I still don't know. I think he was the difference maker in
like
a couple
to keep
of Super
Logan
Bowls.
Ryan. Would have liked to keep Logan Ryan.
I think if you had given him a chance to get on the field, I think it could have made the last Super Bowl and it was a winnable game. I think you win it.
Yeah.
With Malcolm Butler playing that game, I don't know why he didn't. Still hasn't been answered until that gets answered.
Oh, there's packages that we're working on.
Yeah, it's packages.
Yeah.
All right. Other reaction to Brandon Cooks signing the 5-year extension. We go to our.
I mean, is anybody here devastated locally? Nobody.
Well, no, because he was already gone. Doesn't matter. I mean,
even when they dealt him, it wasn't.
No,
there was no uproar.
No. But other people are very excited to have him a part of.
Like who?
Well, we're going to go with. Do we want to start with Ian McLovin? Let's start with Ian McLovin, Rams fan, weighing in. This one I have heard. This is a, I guess, a Twitter video that he posted with his analysis of the Brandon Cooks contract extension with the LA Rams.
Brandon Cooks is, you know, this Rams were smart for doing that 5-year extension to good sir Brandon, because Brandon Cooks, the speed, he's a weapon that the Rams need.
Time out,
the Rams, the
So this is a nerdy white dude with glasses.
Yes, he's
trying to give a little hip hop flair to it.
Well, I am McLovin is his is his Twitter handle, and he looks like McLovin.
Oh,
Go ahead.
He sure does. Yeah.
Like the Rams, Jared Goff always can use another weapon, and that's a nice, fast, speedy weapon. And all the moves, all the offseason moves that the LA Rams have put in place have been really lucrative to what they're trying to accomplish, and that's getting themselves to the Super Bowl.
Lucrative.
They're well on their way. They're
Lucrative?
You people are so lucky to live in the area that you live in.
Why?
You really are.
What
Welcome
are you talking
down.
About?
Welcome
you're
to freaking LA football.
There isn't the a Patriots fan
made,
out there that would
try to be lucrative to get him the ball down the field.
It's lucrative to the team for what they want to do to get to the Super
ultimately
Bowl.
Ultimately get to the Super Bowl.
Some might say conducive, but he says lucrative.
What they're trying to accomplish, and that's getting themselves to the Super Bowl. They're well on their way. They're making it happen. They're going shooting for the stars. They making blockbuster trades all the way through, improving their line. Jared Goff continuously trying to get better, and he is. He's improving. Todd Gurley, he's at the top of his game. Continue to get better, and right here we're seeing them extending Brandon Cook's contract to 5 years extension. That's just ink in the books. Ink in the books.
That's ink in the books. That's ink in the books.
You ever see
this kid's analysis isn't bad, though. It's not bad.
Same of that movie with B-Rad. Orange County, not Orange County. Oh, God. The rapper, Jamie, what's his name? The white kid. He plays
Jamie Kennedy?
Jamie Kennedy, yeah. What the
Yeah, name? It's Malibu's Most Wanted.
Malibu's Most Wanted is now on the mic talking about the Rams. Yeah.
That's just ink in the books. Ink in the books. When you got yourself the pen in your hands, you know, if you got the right ink, you put in the ink in the right piece of paper, and the right piece of paper is telling the story, whether they either go make it or not.
Yes.
Not anything can happen, but they're in the one step in the right direction.